Chilek Hashishi is the betochen a person has to have in relation to the things that give schar in olam habo. By the maisim that he does in olam hazeh. Schar olam hazeh, v'schar olam habo, that comes to a person for the maisim he does in this world. So for shteis, you understand this, schar in olam habo. With what scha bolamaze? Scha mitzvah al malika. There's not enough pleasure in this world to give you scha for the smallest mitzvah you do. So what's scha bolamaze? Hascharabukim a mitzvah is niten b'shnei drochim. The scha for the mitzvahs you do are given in two ways. Lepamim o niten rak bolamaze. Sometimes only in this world. The scha in olamaze. You don't get olamaba. Or rak ba'olam haba, or you only get it in olam haba, not in olam hazeh. Ulufim megeh la'adam schar avu mitzvah achas, gam ba'olam hazeh, but gam ba'olam haba. Sometimes a person does a mitzvah and he gets schar in olam hazeh and olam haba. V'atayre lo peshu lanu heitev. The Torah doesn't explain to us very well eiza schar niten al kol mitzvah b'mitzvah, that we know. You don't know what schar you're getting for every mitzvah. Hashem promises us generally. As a mitzvah, you do the mitzvah, you get schar. That's Hashem's plan. Don't tell you what the schar for its mitzvah. He doesn't explain the schar you're going to get in this world for each mitzvah you do. There's also a thing called Einesh Bo'olam Hazeh, and it doesn't explain what the Einesh for each of Eire is either. Malkus Abaye Misa Chorus Tashlumi Kepo Tashlumi Abba V'Chamisho V'Zikesho Bo Shein V'Eish O'Isol L'Mum. There are certain onoshim that you get in this world for the avodas you did that the Torah does elaborate on. That's what we spend most of our days doing, is learning these halachos. Schilas, Shreifa, Abba, Mrs. Beinstein, Malkus, Chorus, Tashlumim, all the different things there. No? But in Olam Haba, no one explains anything to us. We don't know anything about anything in Olam Haba. For certain reasons that it doesn't. Now, what does this have to do with Betochen and why that's here? We'll have to see. Because right now, what's the Betochen? I have to have Betochen in certain things that I do. I'm not sure to what we're talking about here. One of the reasons why the Torah doesn't elaborate this, it's my pleasure. Anybody knows what you're going to look like when they take your goof away? You ever thought about that? You ever spent 5 or 10 minutes meditating on who you are without a goof? Because you're not a goof. Ask the cowboy, did he ever imagine what his life would be like when he's not on a horse? What he would look like? He doesn't know what you're talking about. He's always on a horse. Except when he's on a bull. About, have you ever stopped to imagine and meditate what your life would look like when you don't have a goof? So we have no idea what that looks like. We don't know what a neshama looks like without a goof. Do you know what's going to give your neshama pleasure and enjoyment when it doesn't have a goof? Any idea what that might look like? So how can I tell you what schar I'm going to give you when you don't know who you are and you don't know what you enjoy? Because we don't identify with our neshamas that much. That's the first problem. If Hashem perishes, there are some people that do understand this, and Hashem does explain it to them. Shom Hashem le'yishua, akoyin agodl. But asalti l'cho, I've given you a pathway, I've given you passageway, Baina Oindima Ail, who the Oindima Ail? The Bishkalevi says, Baina Srofim Vamalacha Sheres Oindim Po. It's Rashi. And as soon as David, they're on the Pasuk in Yeshua. I'm giving you passage, I'm giving you access to walk amongst them, those that are standing here, meaning in the higher worlds, in the worlds where there's only angels. We don't have a goof either. So Yeshua didn't know what it was like while he was Yaiva. He had the advantage of being a Navi, which is always useful if you're trying to get in touch with spiritual things. Being a Navi is a definite tool you want to develop. We don't have Nevuah today, so what can we do? We have something better than Nevuah. What's that? Huh? No. If you have Nevuah, you don't need Betochen because you know it. Very close. Talmid HaChomer. I said Nevuah. I didn't say Navi. What's better than having Nevuah? The correct answer, what would be better than having Nevim, is we have Talmud Chachomim. Good, excellent. No. Chochma, Adif, Minevuah. Chochom, Adif, Minavi. That's what Eli was alluding to. Chochma, Chochom, Adif, Minavi. There's something better than being a Navi. There's something greater than a Navi. It's being a Choch. Okay. This destination will not be fulfilled while you're still bound to your body. It's a hint, a remez to what will happen to the neshama, the nefesh, after you die. She tavs ol kavalis tsuras hamalochim. Then you go back to getting the surah or whatever the comparison to the malochim, whatever that is. We don't know what malochim are. Vezeh sheyete biltim rokeves miyosaydes shaynim. Vete b'mohus ruchnias daka. It's going to be a very spiritual, fine, subtle ruchnius. I don't. We haven't got the words for it either. But techta lishtamish begufa, you won't have to use a guf. Imitis dakech mechim reisay. But techta lishtamish begufa. What does it mean? He will use his guf. He won't use his guf. V'yelo zohar, he'll be shining. U'maisi etoyvim bo'ilam hazeh. That's why he's still here. He's still here, but he's kind of not really in his goof. I don't know what he's talking about. I'm going to work it out for yourself. We don't know. Like he said, we don't understand what this is. Understand what this is. Somehow Yeshua had raised his level that even his goof had some shaykhs to this. Again, we don't know what that is. The Ramban says that your goof will get scha in Olam Haba. I don't know what stage we're talking about. Which stage? Where? Tchisamaisim, second Tchisamaisim. Mazen ikra Olam Haba. Lo asug yachshav. But the goof will have, won't be a goof that you can relate to today. The goof Adam Arishon had wasn't the kind of goof we have today. Adam Arishon, when you looked at him, you saw an ashama. If you looked really deeply, you penetrated really deep, you would have seen some physical content. Otherwise, why was he created? You have to have some shaykhs to the physical. Today, when you look at a person, you see a goof, you see a piece of steak. If you penetrate really deep and you dig really deep, you might see a spark of an neshama. That's the difference between us and them. Kwali, again, these are just trying to make the words make sense. Anyway, I think it's partial that we all understand that we don't know what we're going to look like. We don't have a goof. You don't know what's going to be pleasurable. So how can I tell you what reward I'm going to give you? You tell a six-year-old, giving him a prize, which is something that a 60-year-old would love, but a six-year-old goes, big deal. Like, what's that about? And then you think about it, most of the punishments you used to get when you were a kid are the things you davened for today. Go to bed early, go to your room, you're not allowed to go out. We davened for that, and those were the punishments we... So if you ask a six-year-old, What do you want when you're 50? I'll tell you, I want to go wherever I want. I want to go out every night. I want to party. When he gets to 50, he just wants to stay at home and be left alone. So that's a fairly reasonable marshal for what we're talking about. How are you going to tell your goof? How are you going to tell this goof, the 6-year-old piece of meat, the reward that's waiting for you when I'm about, when he's not going to be there, then Sham is going to be there. We don't know what an Sham is, which means we don't know who we really are without a goof. Another reason. Most people in every generation know about Schav Oinesh in Olam Haba via the Mesoidus we got from the Nevim, from the Torah. How do you know the Schav Oinesh? Because we were told from the Nevim, we have a Mesoidus in Tanakh. And the Chochomim in each generation, they grasped the Schav and the Oinesh in Olam Haba also from their understanding, the seichelic understanding, in addition to the Mesoiris that they have. They have the same Mesoiris as everybody. We don't see the Nevim anywhere in there when they're mentioning Olam Haba and the Schar Olam Haba. They don't mention specifically what the Schar is. They didn't write down all these things because it was being transferred by pen. That's one of the reasons that we don't know about it. Somehow the Masoreh got lost along the way. That's what he's saying. They got it by pen. The Nevim didn't write it down. And the Chachamim in each generation that through their own cycle, so that it was handed down by Ben, Rebbe to Talmid. And then it went out to the Omenam. And therefore, the Nevim didn't find it incredibly important to write down in their Sforim what it would be, because it was handed down orally. Hashem didn't find it necessary to tell you how to shecht an animal or how to make tefillin. You know that you can learn Chumash until you blew in your face. You will never know how to wear a pair of tefillin properly, never. So why not him write it down? Because he handed it out orally. This is a perishable pen. If I don't have to write everything down. So that's why the Nevim never wrote anything down. Which is, what do you mean? One reason, another reason. Echad HaTamim, another reason. Maybe. What you can't understand. What you understand, you can't understand. We see the Nevi'im were told certain things. Again, Nachon. I don't know. You're right. Hard subject. And here's another one. Long discussion now. Another one of the reasons. The nation that got the Torah, he's talking about the Dordaya that was Makabal Torah. Talk about us. Sounds like me. I'm a matzav besichlus v'havona metzumtzemes. Very restricted understanding and knowledge. We're talking about the Dordaya. Ki yedum amasha kosu b'toru, because it says in the pasuk b'furush. V'nonosan Hashem lechem leiv ledad v'neim liroid v'znaim lishmo ad hayoyim hazeh. Ad hayoyim hazeh. You didn't have a mind to understand, you didn't have eyes to see, and you didn't have ears to hear. Hashem treated Klal Yisrael, that Dora Midbo, like a little child, like your 3-year-old. He did it very delicately and in steps. You don't take a six-year-old and you start, you know, learning Reishis Chochma with it, or Mesilas Yesharim for that matter. When he gets to six, you can stop. And until then, you do it very, very gently, very gently. Tiny son had just been born. They were a little baby, a tinok. Kamosha Kosov, Kina Yisrael v'ohevehu. Klal Yisrael is a nar, he's a young boy. And I love him. V'ovka sh'reitzel lamer esbroi b'oid a nar, es ha'chochmus she'yala al yodon l'maylus el yoynois. She'enu masi gozon adayin. When a father wants to teach his child these higher levels of wisdom, different qualities, higher qualities, that the child can't grasp that right now. He could try and persuade him to do it like this. You tell him, "Kabbalah lecha is sevel yegias ha'droch v'alimud, kedai shetale al yedei kach el amaylis ha'yakoros v'anechmodos." As long as you are bent, but Kabbalah lots from his sevel zeh. But tell the child, if you don't understand, you just take on yourself this enormous load, and you mamash swallow all this stuff. The child wouldn't accept it. Why should he? He's not going to listen. But you promising your child, you tell the child, don't eat ice cream now. Because in 50 years' time, you know what you're going to get? You'll be able to damn it with kavana. Wow, that's an incentive. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not going to keep selling that. You tell your child, listen, you stand 15 minutes in Shmores, you don't move, you don't look around, you stand in front of your siddur and you go slowly one word at a time and you concentrate, whatever. One day you'll be a big Talmud Chacham. When can I go play, Daddy? You're not going to accept that. Why should he? Too much. You'll tell me that. Don't understand. He has no appreciation of the value of what you're asking him. He doesn't understand what you're offering is true. It's gavaldik, but he can't get it. Ulam keshavim atiach lo avu yigosa scha sheyargish esar chosay miyad. Gon ochel mashke malbush yofi til yofi. Why do you offer your child a sweet? The Torah says, "Give me a sweet." That he understands. He understands the value of a bamba. You promise him you finished shas mishnas. We got a teal. Oh, that's for taste. Then he can say, tractor on him. Then he understands. The Valdik? No, Lishmo. It was in a certain place. They started a masmidim lishmo. You know what masmidim is? You get the guys to come learn out of learning times. They have a thing called masmidim. The masmid, they come, they learn for half an hour, whatever, and they give them mamtakim, they give them prizes, whatever. The kids come and they learn whatever most shuls have at most communities have. Masmidim, yeah? After the kids have finished learning and they finished cheder the whole day, they want to learn more. They bring the masmidim. You like it, you don't like to shoot, there's no sepul, but the place they do it. One place decided to do a masmidim lishmo. Not for the prize. He wants the kids to appreciate the value of Torah, like the Chovas Levavos says, not to do, but they decided to do that. A short while after this started, the Rav of the community told me himself. I heard this from him. It was not a made-up story. He got a call from the Baal Makolet to tell him that the kid's stealing in the Makolet. Pilfering in the Makolet. So the Rav said, I know. Him. He named it. Rosh. Echnaf Yoda. Masmidim Lishmo. Were all the kids from the Masmidim Lishmo. The Rav told me this himself. I heard it from him himself. Well, I don't want to switch off the record. I'm going to tell you this, where the place was. I don't speak Lashon Hora about idiots, but that's the Masmidim Lishmo in your house as well. Masmidim Lishmo, Gavaldi. Give him something he understands. Ochel Mashke, Malbush Yofi, Til Yofi, Kiyotzi Bezeh. Vavim Maim Alavoyne, Shiyagish Yisare Miyad. You want to punish your child. You tell him, you know what? If you don't do this, in 50 years, you know what's going to happen to you? Oh, yeah, that's really bothering him now. You tell him, you go to bed without supper. Oh, I don't know if you should punish children like that. Whatever, you work that yourself, ask you or whoever you speak to. You have to think what he says. Chosa habosha, makot, anoshim daimim. You're not allowed to hit your children because you don't know how to do it anymore. Chaval on the children, poor kids. V'naisef al-kach aviv, mishachnei oto, v'rayes mukhoshis, u'bahachochot gluyis, v'amitis sh'aben shayim mechaleyim. Give your child something he can grow up, something that's sensible for him, that makes sense for him, that's true for him. As yaski b'kalutlis boilet yigiyas ha'adroch el-seyses toirach ha'limud. For him learning Mishnah, it's like a schmack Mishnah, says the kefir. I want to learn Mishnah. They all kids like that, but they read. He's learning why? Because then he knows he'll have a sweet. But then he'll be prepared to take it because you're giving him something that he understands. When he gets an old, it's not the sweet, it's not going to work for him. You have to buy him something else. I don't know what, whatever. I don't know what the prize him are today for a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old. And by the way, for yourself as well, this works. We all have a little 6-year-old floating around somewhere in our lives. It also sometimes needs to be bribed with things that he understands. That's the law lishmo, no? So, yeah. So it also has to be something that you can relate to. Otherwise, you're not going to do it. Because when you get a ben limei abochrus v'sichla mitbager, as you yovin esametarav adrocha mukhuven asalai. When he gets a bit older, he'll realize what his father was doing. He'll understand, appreciate it. Now, offering him a pizza ain't going to help. Why did my father give me sons that are so worthless? He offered me pizza for Mishnayos? What kind of... He understands that his father gave him that because he cares about him, he loves on him, he has mercy on him, he wanted to do the right thing. And you wouldn't have done it if I not bribed you with the right tools. So to Hashem, when he wants to persuade us to serve him, why we need to be persuaded is a wonderful question. When you look at what Hashem does for you, why do you need to be persuaded to just be a mensch and pay him back? But that's because that's the way the world works. Okay? So look at that, that's the sugya. As avtiach lehem scha, Hashem promised us scha, v'hivkud otam bo'ine she'agishu oto miyad. Oid balam hazeh. You can't promise a 6-year-old Sky in Olam Abba, the law there. So to us. Hashem promised us Sky for Enish in this world as well. Shad Hashem, Kisha Am Kvai Ye Mukhshom Musugal Ovarito, as Kvai Yisigues a Sky for Enish in Olam Abba. As we mature and we get older, the nation develops, and we'll be able to put aside the incentives of this worldly rewards and punishments, and we'll be able to deal with Olam Abba. And then you'll be able to serve Hashem lishmoy. But the Rambam says, you have to serve Hashem lo lishmo. So don't get hard on yourselves. Okay, then we'll discuss all those interesting psukim. And if you're a good boy, you'll have rain, you know, and you'll have wheat and wine and oil. Oh, gevaldik.
Touched on the hymn of respect.